From Rakov, Pasha's boy.
Thank you.
The thing which I want to talk a little bit about is our great loss of Gadol Hador, who was a neighbor to our yeshiva for many years. In fact, Baruch Hashem, I got a sefer from him 2 months ago. I think one of the last form he sent on Kochim, we were also learning Kochim. We had the big schus. We got that sefer, and I just tell you a little, as I'm telling you the story, is his chavrusa, Moshe Yehuda Schneider, was, you know, he's an English Schneider from the grandson of Gedalia Schneider, who's been his chavrusa for about 30 or 40 years. Went in him since Yeshiva Ktana, he didn't want to go after Yeshiva Ktana, he didn't want to go to Panovich. He told me himself, because he was so close with his Rebbe of Shtema, he saw the godless child, the little boy, he realizes that there's such a godl going there, that he went to the small yeshiva Gon Yankov. Now there was a big yeshiva, Ochas HaTorah, but then it was only a very small yeshiva. Nevertheless, he chose to go to be dovuk in his Rebbe, and he was dovuk Ad Yom Achron with him. He told me he learned with Rav Shteiman, he learned 8 years Kochim. He learned from about 2:30 in the morning, every night, Leil Yom Kippur, Leil, all, and Moshe Yehuda used to write all the Chidushim which Rav Shteiman was Mechadish. And he himself wrote it very, very quick, and then he had thousands and thousands of pages. I think after the third time, when they went through it again, the Dan Rav Shteiman came to the decision to bring out a sefer. So he was reading out all the ksavim. So Rav Shteiman said, "No, this not." He says he's got about 70% of stuff which they worked together, and Rav Shteiman wasn't asking to put it in the sefer. He wasn't so sure. I was divrei emes mamesh, emes lamitei. She didn't put it in. She said, "No." Heard it the second time. Doesn't ring the bell. He's not putting it in. The person has been almost so many years on Kedusha Torah. Come on, yes, but it looks good. There's a nice swor in it. By him, it wasn't nice or not nice. If it doesn't feel that it's emes lamitei, then put it in. Those are the three svarim we brought out on Zvachim, which are amazing, amazing svarim. We're using it now constantly. Mission every Rashi. There's no sefer which can be compared with so much working on every. And we talk of a man who was already called to 90, and he went over the 90s, and with like a younger man working and getting up 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. Furthermore, I heard the Shulidike Meisa that was told lately that Rav Shteiman, when he got up in the morning after 2 hours, 2 and a half hours of sleep, that the split second he used to wake up is to jump out of bed. You speak about a person of 100, over 100. Somebody came to the knew about it. He came to Moshe Yehuda. He asked him, "Can I wait for that moment and film it?" He said, "No, don't lie to do such a thing. But you can say it over. You can watch it. But you're not, I'm not letting you film it." You can imagine a person of 100, and he jumped out of bed. He said, "No, it's Gaber Kari. That's after 2 hours sleep, 2.5 hours sleep." That's how he got up his whole life. What to say, we have, you know, It says why Mises Tzadikim is compared to Por Aduma. The Rashi quotes that Ma Por Aduma Mechaperes Af Mises Tzadikim Mechaperes. So ask once a question, why Davke is it compared to Por Aduma? You have other korbanos which are mechaper. You have chatos, oshom. Why is it compared Davke to Por Aduma? We find by Por Aduma, everybody knows, metare es atmeim and metame es atoyim. Means the one who is misasik in the Por Aduma becomes tame, and when you sprinkle the water on the one who is tame, he becomes purified. So, I think we know that when a tzaddik goes away, he has accomplished so many things in the world. He has so many milas which he has accomplished. He has brought them down to this world and he's accomplished those milas. When he's nifta, then it's brought down his form, it's according to Rashi Gemara, that all his milas are hefker. All his milas are hefker. Meaning, to explain a little bit. Of course, you don't, it's not like you find an object on the floor and you pick it up and it's in your pocket. The mile is that he has already worked on it and there is a possibility to attain it by, great willpower, but the amount of work to put in, you don't have to. If you have this will to do what he was doing, follow his footsteps and do what he has, you will get it by, like your zeicher achayv it's hefke, you have to pick it up. The same over here, you have to work on it a little bit, but you can be zeichen it without too much omer. So in that hand, the p'tira sadik is metaye satmeim. Whereas, if a person does not take anything and leaves it by, then it's metame satoirim, because we know every tzaddik had his influence, his ashpor on the door. And when he kids, automatically deiros go down. So if you let yourself slide down with the tirsat tzaddik, so that is called metame. So therefore, one should always, Baptir Tzaddik, especially God Lador, think what can one draw from the Tzaddik. I remember Mr. Kohn from Gates Seminary, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kodesh Livrocha, was such a great man, a great mechanech. Every time after a Levaya, he had a diary and he used to write that since this person was nifta, so therefore he has to be mechazek himself in a certain thing, a small little thing, that he should not be called Selechu Ima Bekeri. So he had to, every time he made himself a chizik. It's unbelievable. Mamash unbelievable. With this vote, I want to say another explanation. I think it's a very good thing which Baruch Hashem I found the right pshat. We know that the man which fell down was Bezchus Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Anani HaKovet was Bezchus Aaron HaKoyen, and the Be'er was Bezchus Miriam, right? What happened when Miriam died, was Nifter? It came back Bezchus Moshe. And when Aaron was nifter, Moshe was left himself, the Anani HaKovet came back Bezchus Moshe Rabbeinu. So of course we would explain, we would understand, and Moshe Rabbeinu be'emes had all the qualities, and if there hadn't been existing Miriam and hadn't been existing Aaron, there would have been Anani HaKovet and the man, everything would have been Bezchus Moshe Rabbeinu. No boss, you have to divide, you divide the cake and each one gets a portion. That's a very simple way of understanding, and rather this mistama, much deeper way of understanding. I want to say the following. Behemes, the schus of Miriam was an outstanding schus. She, from the right in the first place, believed against her father, who was the god Ladon, that there's going to be Nisim. That means the new era with Moshe Rabbeinu, she was already expecting him. She had, Amram was in a generation where there was a hest upon him for hundreds of years. They saw nothing, everything but what Paro was doing and everything, that all the Xeris were materializing. Miriam, she already had, she was in this generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, was already, her mother was, Yechel was expecting Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a generation of Kabbalah Satira. And Kabbalah Satira works with not the natural way, but it's over the nature. And she felt that you don't go according to Xeris, and that's what she overcome her father. And then after, even so, that Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the Yor, and there was, of course, no way how he could be saved. And that's why the father gave her a smack over the head, and he said, "Ayin v'osech," and I once said that's a makor for the Gaon, who says that if you say a lie, you should patch for lies. So that is a foolish mocker that he said to her, "Ayin v'osech." You said in the vor that there's going to be a Moshiach shel Yisrael, and I put in the yard. That means Amram wouldn't do such a thing unless it was 100% no way how to save. And Taka, the way he was saved was a most unusual thing, that Bas Paro was the one who's meant. There's an Afar Taka Medrash says, how come that those who went with Batya said to her, normally even people don't do exact follow the Gzeira of the king, but at least the family, the children, and you, a child, you're not going to do Bimkaim the Gzeira. Bo Gabriel, Choftom, and he killed them all. She was only left with one of her mishasim. That's a unfortunate medrash. Means that was first ness. Second of all, this one medrash says, you know how far he was away? It says, the shtarbevo amos harba. The hand throughout became very long. I found a medrash saying that it was 60 amos. 60 amos is about, 60 amos is about 30 meters, it's a sort of. You're talking long distance, even maybe further than this. And so also something, it's a joke. You say, Chas v'Shalom, you see your son is in, he's in the plane, and there's fire there in the plane, and you see it's 100 miles away, and you take a hose, and you should start with a bit of water, because you make it, that's your status. Of course, it's your child, but you can't do anything. It's ridiculous. And she took her hand out, and that was the nace. So that's Miriam has this quality, this emunah against Teva, from right in the beginning. Because Miriam, the bear went. That she was unique about that. We don't find that by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the same by Aaron, Oyev Shalom, he was in a different degree of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was more severe, more din, but Moshe, and the Ananya Kovet, which is makes the whole thing together. Anan is something which covers over, which unifies things together. That was Mishus Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu is one who brings the man, the food, the food, the Torah, which needs food. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened afterwards? Poshet Kipshute were like we sing now. When Miriam was Nifta, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that her Maile was now Hefke. This Maile of Emunah connected the Kolabria is Hefke. So Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he wants to follow our footsteps. And he was Zeicha in this Maila. Therefore, the bear came back. So it's Moshe. The same Aaron was Nifta, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this unique Maila of Reutiv Shalom, Reutiv Shalom, which Aaron was Nifta, so he wants to follow his footsteps, and he was Zeicha in it. Therefore, that Ananai Kovet came back. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. So so this is what we can what we see that. So the question is, any maila which we have by Steinman is so far away from every particular maila which he had. If you could look how much he ran away from Olam Hazeh, how much he ran, he didn't have anything in his house and never didn't want to touch anything from Olam Hazeh. And there's even two screws on the wall. And we asked the Bnei Bais, what are those two screws? So he said, they said over like this, Rebbetzin Zichron Levracha said to Rabban Leib that she would like to have a cupboard because she sees the things are a bit, you know, messed up in the house in boxes. So she said, what's wrong with having boxes? Chavsai must have boxes. What do we need a cupboard? No, she said she would like to have it. It's, you know, she'd be more the Suda. So Rabban Leib said, no, and he was very mechabed. I heard a lot of stories how he was mechabed, is the Rebbetzin. I said, good thing, here's money, buy a cupboard. So they came and they drilled the holes, put in the screws. Rabban Leib just was going past. So he says to the Rebbetzin, you should know, any little pleasure you draw in this world goes off from the other world. So she got frightened. If that is the case, she called up, no more. Can you imagine? You imagine a little simple cupboard, not mahogany, nothing at all, the simplest of simplest. Cupboard of pieces of wood, you know, the shelves and the doors. Well, how beautiful is it? That is already called the slight pleasure, and it doesn't want to have anything with Olam Hazeh. We can't do such with what he's doing. The Meiser, I tell you, I had a machshava, a gewaltige machshava. Somebody said, I'll tell you a story, where somebody came to Rav Steinman, he was already getting on an age, and he was a big ben Torah, and he came to ask Rav Steinman, could he also start making the same as Rav Steinman, getting away from food and drinks and sleeping less and, you know, leaving office, all the kind of gashmistic things. You know what he said? Amazing. So Rav Steinman said like this, you can do, but if it will disturb you from understanding one Tosfos, garnish that. Yeah, the Meisah was exact. It's a garnish that. It's worthless if you can't understand one Tosfos because of that. Meaning, Rav Steinman, with all what he didn't, wasn't sleeping, wasn't eating, wasn't drinking, he knew that it wasn't disturbing him. Ki hu zeh. Somebody said, one of the Sfeidim that said the following, said, I know of a few, three, four people who do more or less the same as Rav Steinman. They don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't drink. One of them I know, he's a koitzer ruach, he's nervous. And the other one I know, that he's got a shtikl morish chayim. And he said about the third one, fourth one, he said, Rav Steinman was the most happiest person in the world. Always with a smile, no koitzer ruach. He, you know what's a pshat I thought? He didn't do it as sigufim. When you do sigufim, you torture yourself, then you become nervous, and then you become tzebrochen. He didn't do it as a goofim. He wasn't to be misakif his goof. He pushed it. He didn't want to. He's not after these things. He's looking for to take in Torah and avoid as Hashem. Nothing more than that. So Mamele doesn't make him feel bad. It doesn't affect his moods and everything. Nothing. That's what he's happy with. That he doesn't. He's not touching anything. It's for him a pleasure what he's doing. Not a siguf. I tell you over a vote which I thought on this week's seder, and then I'll relate it to two or three stories of him. In this week's Seder, it's a Muradike Pshat, which I said once. I said it in Tekke to one of the Daily Soil in America. He had Shtake Pshat. In this week's Seder, we say, Boel Paroi, Kanich Patis Libo Veslev Avodo. Mashisi Oisa Isai Bekeboi. Ulaman Tesape. That you should tell over to your child and your children's children. What's it, salalti? I amused myself, I made fun of them. And the oises, the moisim which I put in them, from that, the result will be you'll Yedias Hashem. Can you tell me how will come Yedias Hashem from the fact that Hashem amused himself with this Mitzrim, made fun of them? Is that something so important to tell over your children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made fun of Paroi? He made, you know, turned him over and he laughed at him, and they say the Chofetz Chaim used to laugh. Once in his life, he was giggling away and laughing. From what? Shalalti ben Mitzrayim, from the kinim, that he was jumping from behind, couldn't sit, and he's scratching and this, and then the Chofetz Chaim giggled laughing. So they asked him, what is he laughing? He said, well, this is the, yes, Shalalti ben Mitzrayim, but what's important about it? And not only that, you say it in preference. Shalalti ben Mitzrayim, then, vidatem Hashem. Would that bring you to Yedias Hashem? Then, I had another question. Why does this come in the middle of the Makkos? You have all the Makkos, and now we are up to after Borot. Then comes Choshech, Arbe, Choshech, Makkos, Bechoros. Why? It should not be placed in the middle. It should be placed afterwards. After he's finished with the Makkos, you say, "L'ma'atzav v'boz le'bilcho, b'sasher salalti, v'sei sei sei." Why is it mentioned now, middle? Well, he says, "Gevaldike kasha." I did not see one Mefurish who explains that. I went through a lot of Mefurishim. Nobody explains why it's mentioned in middle. What's this "Asher salalti," which is so important? I think the pshat in them is very simple. The Maisa, we know Paroi was the biggest Balgaiva in the world. He related to himself that not only, you know, we find a Balgaiva, yeah? Let's say a Balgaiva was, he owns 10 billion. He goes around with his head up, right? He can only talk to specific people on his level, and if somebody else comes up to him, he hardly answers him. He's a Balgaiva, he's got a lot of money, he feels very big, you know, have a big Roshiva, you know, he's got a lot of Torah in himself, he's a big Balgaiva. Paroi wants to relate himself to something, he's a liar. You want the covert of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, you're a liar. But that's what I don't know how he sort of was able to talk into the people that he is the one who created the world. You know, once Avshach said, he mentioned it, Nishke Nomala meant, you know, to think that he created the world and this. But that's how the people went after him. He went in the pond to make his trochim. People thought he was the one who created the world. We know Gaiva is a thing which doesn't go together with Hashem. Ein ani v'hu. Meaning, Gaiva is a barrier. If you think you are somebody, And you don't realize that it's all coming from Hashem. Whatever you have, your wealth, your wisdom, your whatever you have is all from Hashem. You don't really. You think you're somebody besides Hashem. Nothing can penetrate. Nothing can penetrate. It's a mshunadika barrier. That nothing, no oises and moifsim, no would not affect that. Stay do, Muir de Kepshat. Stay do, you know why I'm amused with Paroi? Because I had to break his gaiva. All these ois moifsim, you go through each one of them individually, was mamish turning him over, making fun of him. You say that you created the pond, and you're the one who dominates. made fun of him. The water is changing back in blood. You are paying, and if you don't pay, it's blood. It stinks away because all the fish die. It's not a kishuv. If it would be kishuv, then the fish wouldn't die. And so many details. They were playing around with the Mitzrim. Can you imagine the Mitzri, the master of his avodim? Yeah, says I want for this cup of water 1,000 pounds. He would slap him away. What, 1,000 pounds? Yes, I want 1,000 pounds. It's enough for you. 2 pounds. Gives him 2 pounds. It's blood. Sorry. He clearly doesn't give him 1,000 pounds. It's blood. So he gets, that's a frasque parliament, the whole thing there. You can imagine that the whole Mitzrim, because when in such a country where the power was the biggest balgaiva in the world, so of course his people were also trained in that way to become big balgaivas. So the pshat is that once power was broken into pieces, once Paro can see it's amazing, the first 5 makas, he would not give in. The gaiva was so great by him. It's amazing. He made him say he's God. And he went to the pond. And Akshmor says, Hine Yetzelech HaMaima, everyone should see that he needs his tochim. And right again, Hine Yetzelech HaMaima. He was not able to break himself. So all these makas here, all these makas till Bor Arber, there was a halalus in those makas. I can't go because it'll take every maka. We can go on and on, and that is why it's mentioned in priority, in preference, Eis Asher Salalti, because it's coming to tell you Lamad Sape Basne Bincho Ben Bincho Eis Asher Salalti. And therefore, I was able to give him the oasis, and that had already effect on Paroi. And that is to bring you to Dias Hashem. Not the Salalti will bring the Dias Hashem, but in order that the oasis could penetrate, could have some effect, you had to have this introduction of Es Hashem, Salalti b'Mitzrayim. And it's coming to tell us that if you have Gaiva, nothing will happen. You can't have any effect on you. You must go away. You must become more humble in order that things should inspire. To what time is it?
Huh? 10 minutes. Sorry,
so,
what was the answer to that?
What? What?
One second.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm middle. So I'm saying that we find that the Arbe, the last 3 makas, yeah, they came with no, they came, there was no, the Hisalus, I can go through all the makas, were only before. Later on, the maka came, and that's it. Why? Because now we're on a stage, the last 3 makas, they are the makas which had takaya effect on Paroi. Those are the last 3 makas that the tzachval. Those are the 3 makas takaya had an influence on Paroi. The makas already penetrated in Paroi. These 3 that's what penetrate. That's why it comes in the middle. Now lemat zaper bosn bincho bincho is asher salalti b'mitzrayim. It's oisus asher samti bom. And now, before there was a combination, but didn't have effect with him. Now it's going to have effect. And you promise we find. Okay, this is not mamish. What we do find is an amazing thing. Abdovid Pavarsky once showed me a balaturim. Says on the Makas Arbe, which is this week's Seder by Yonach. So Rav David showed me that it says in Balaturim that it was like Menucha. It didn't come on Shabbos, like it says by Vatona. So it was like by Yonach by Mashvi. So Rav David wanted to say that he thinks that all Makas were not functioning. It's only mentioned by Arbe. So I wanted to say differently. David showed me that this Balaturim. So I wanted to say that it was only on the Makas Arbe and maybe choishechem b'amachis b'chiris, because it came from Gehenim. We know Gehenim stops the Shabbos. Arbe was from the Gehenim. And had, why was it from Gehenim? Rak Hamovis says, why was he so afraid of the Arbe? Because the Arbe destroyed every little thing, every little root which was left over. There was no more hooks. It was 100% famine. There was nothing like that. It was a disaster. And that was already the Marcus Arbe, and then there was the Gewaldige Yomish Choshech. Choshech was from the Gehenim, proper Gehenim. Marcus Becheres, that was the Malchamovis. So those are the category of the three Marcus, which are called the punishments, Mido, Kenegra, Mido. I want to say over two or three Moyodike Maises from Rav Shteyman. We know, let's go back now to Rav Shteyman. He's another. If we talk now, what you just said in the Pasha, another of Rav Shteyman, he was so, so far away. So, do you know, everybody knows the story that he was one of the Mekurovim of the Chazon Ish, who was the God Ladon, and the Rav Shteyman was about 30 or 31 when he joined in the minion of the Chazon Ish, which was Vasikin, and all of a sudden, he stops going. So the Rebbetzin asked him, why are you not going anymore? So we know, normally, we know that the husband normally hides away a lot of things from his wife, but the wife knows better the husband, and Barav Shteyman was the opposite, that when he's hiding away from her something, she knew that there's some big miles in him, which is he's hiding her from her. So she insisted. See, he had a big dechatz for her. So he says, he told over the sod. He said that I'm going to the Chazon Ish, and he gets up for me, and when I go away, he's melava me to the dennis. I can't take it. And then he burst out crying. That the Chazon Ish, what will we do? I would come half an hour earlier, and I would make sure that there's more and more people, or I'll come just when everybody's there, and everybody should see, oh, I'm coming, oh, Chazon Ish gets up. And I would go out a little bit earlier, that everybody should still be in the basement with the Chazon Ish, that everybody should see that Chazon Ish is Malavami, no? And the God Lador is Malavami, yeah? There's a guy who came to the Chazon Ish, to the Shteyman. He was very, very short. He wasn't a tip, he was a shunadik shuid man. You should know that. Somebody came to him, Erev Yom Kippur. He came, Mamish Erev Yom Kippur. He says, he wants to ask Mechila from the Rav Shteyman. He thinks that maybe it wasn't enough derchaz. Rav Shteyman said, you've asked Mechila from your wife, Erev Yom Kippur, and all your friends? You're Balgaiva, he said. You come to me because you want to say, Rav Shteyman was Moichel me. That's why he came to me. He was here. Do you know the story with a guy who came to Rav Shteyman? He was a Bissela Meshugana. He said, I'm Eliyahu Novi. It's not me, heard that, many people. He said, I'm Eliyahu Novi. So they didn't want to let him in. So he kicked up a big fuss. He banged at the door. And Rav Shteyman asked, what's going on there? So they said, there's a Meshugana here. He says he's Eliyahu Novi. He claims he's Eliyahu Novi. Rav Shteyman said, "Yes, I like him." So he came in. Rav Shteyman says, "No, what's your question?" So he said, "Shiva, nicht gehört? You didn't hear? Ich bin Eliyahu Novi." "Oh, isn't Eliyahu Novi? Shalom aleichem. Ich warte schon auf euch. I'm waiting for you 90 years already. What's the din? Kav b'shtei ames. Nigmar b'mitzia. What's the din? Kav b'shtei ames." And he's asked him another few questions. The guy took his feet, ran out of the What would another guy say to him? First of all, so sweet of Rav Shteyman, such a machshava. Another guy would say, come on, get out. Don't be meshuga where you're meshuga. Actually, I have a number of psychologists for you, maybe, Man, what a joy. What a din? accomplish the Amos. So unbelievable things. It's on the spot. I could maybe also do that. But it would take me about 2 days to get over. But Rav Shteinman is on the spot, you know. He wasn't given a time to prepare. Tell you another story, and this story I want to relate it with the story that I had with Rav Shteinman. That's what we'll finish off. So a lawyer came to Rav Shteinman. A lawyer was trying to get his son to a good yeshiva. It's not mentioned why none of the yeshivas accepted his son. But he was mamish desperate. He came to Rav Shteinman and said, "What's the lachtona? No yeshiva took in my son." So Rav Shteinman said, "You know what? Send me your son and I'll fare him." You know, he came and he fared him. He says, "He's a good bacha." Told his yeshiva, "We take him in." He told the bacha, "Call your father to me." So the father came and he says to him, "You know, I have a good psula for you that we're taking your son, but it's on one condition." So he didn't say right away the condition. So the lawyer started thinking, maybe he needs me to have a connection with money or something for the yeshiva. So Shteinman says, so he asks, what's the tnai? So he says, "Bitnai, I'm taking in your son, bitnai, that you moichel b'leif sholem all yeshivas who objected your child." That is his condition, huh? That you be moichel. Who would ever have zazam achshav? Do you know what the lawyer said back? "Oh, she was asking for me avoid the belief." Avoid the belief. Do you know the first year of my father, Zechen Vach, the Gates of the Rav, was Nifte. My father's very close to Rav Shteinman. So I went to Rav Shteinman and I asked him, can I invite the Hashiva to say a hesped for my father? He says, "Yes, and come." And we had it in a big place. And he asked me the time and the place, and I told him. I went to the Bnei Bais to inform them I'll bring a taxi. So they said, no, we will arrange it. The transfer will arrange. So the following day, we're waiting, the big Olam's waiting, and Rav Shteinman doesn't turn up. So, waited an hour. For Shteitzach, the majority of the people went away, they didn't come to hear my hesped. And said, the hesped, but I was also good tzibrochen, maybe I was more tzibrochen that's the hesped than on my father. And 2 days later, I went to Rav Shteinman. Rav Shteinman said to me, "Wo bist du gewesen? Wo sind die gewesen? Ich habe gewartet mit meinem kaputten Lebendtier. I was waiting with my coat near the door." So I said, I don't remember if I told him that it wasn't my fault. Sicher didn't hear that I told it wasn't my fault. She said, "Weißt du, dass ich hatte ein kaputten an you?" "Oh, but since she's nicht da," that's the words of, "since da, because at night, I make it all blank. It's not making that potter, because every night." Another guy once came to Rav Shteinman. He said like this, a friend of his was sehr stark pogged on Rav Shteinman. He spoke very badly against Rav Shteinman. And he saw the results that 3 of his children were not married. So he couldn't face going to Rav Shteinman telling him that he was pogged on Rav Shteinman. So Chava said, offered that he would go instead and ask Rav Shteinman Mechila. So he came in, he said that he was Pogia. So Rav Shteinman said, "Minish Pogia, he wasn't Pogia." He said, "But he says he was." "No, it didn't affect me. So he says, "But yeah, but he did. He says that he sees the results. 3 of his children are not married now." So he says, "He sees that he's been punished because of you." "What? It's Kenny Zayn," said Rav Shteinman. "Because I say every night, V'lo yonesh shum odom b'sibosi. Not any person should not be punished because of me." So it can't be. So the kid says, he didn't know what to do. So he said to Rav Shteinman, "Rachmonas on him, he doesn't know his children." He gave me a vam, a brocha. Within 2 years, the 3 children were married. But Can you imagine a person so noki, such a nekias kapayim that he's moichel everybody, nobody's there. He said when he came out of yeshiva ketana, finished, he was already yeshiva 40 years, then he was all his other yeshivas. He said, you know what he said? He said, 40 years I've been a yeshiva in yeshiva ketana, not once did the child ever be pogan me. I said, what are you talking about? They went up to Avshtim, good chatzufim, and it was known that Avshtim was such a very, very easy person. So they took advantage. And they said, you know what Avshtim said? I'll tell you what it means. To be nivga, you have to have a base kibble. I don't have a base kibble. For the begia. He said, one of the biggest problems in our generation is the guy insults you, and you blow it up so much, and of course, then it becomes a huge affair. If you know, if you're simple and you're humble, it doesn't penetrate. So what we can draw from this, we can take the miles in the house, to a little bit, to think more of the future. He was the whole life thinking of the din, what's going to happen in the Yenne Welt, and that's so. Avada, we can't, like I said before, if we start going away from things which we need, we won't be able to learn. So we can't do that. But one thing we can is to refrain from Lashon Horas and Sheke. He was so against this Shkorim. We had once three people came one morning. My Aiden told me three people came in the morning. One came with a question about Shidduch. Should he do this Shidduch or should he do that Shidduch? A second person came, should he take on this position or that position? And there was a third person should he take on a different business or what? So Avshem had told each one individually what he should do. Then Avshem was up. Alle drei gewen questions about Gaiva. Alle drei gewen Gaiva. The Shidduch, well, this Shidduch is this Meir, and this one, the Steller, hat Meir covered everything, ganze Welt, hat zu tun mit Gaiva. Takia, we should sein. Ze zijn leele nishmas moron araban in de leib en ab zwi neuach. And he was here now, b'shas meisse, so he steht da, but doson kamino, take it should be leele nishmas, it should be leele nishmas, and it should be for our benefit. It's good. It's good.